deal.
All right, we'll do that in Gordo's Corner. Right now, let's determine the biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show.
All right.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
All right. Seven candidates for the biggest show coming to town this week. We'll run through the list. Vote on which we think is the biggest at the end of the segment. Pretty entertaining week of entertainment coming to the Metroplex. And it starts tonight at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. Candidate number one, Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons.
What did they sing?
This song.
Then Frankie Valli, didn't he always? Which, oh my God, like, it is so weird. Like,
that's a Valli girl.
He's not a Valli girl.
This is one of my 20 favorite songs of all time.
It's a good song.
Really?
I love this song. No, that's not Frankie singing there. That's Jerry something.
Jones.
But Frankie kicks in here in a second. As I
remember one night. I always liked this song. I think this song is one of my guilty pleasures.
Yeah. Very, very catchy. Jerry,
yeah, it's
Jerry
happy.
Pulte was his name. The drummer who sang
he builds the homes,
song.
Right?
Yeah, Pulte.
Stupid.
Thanks. Not bad.
You think of Fox and Jacobs?
There's Frankie. Now, the Four Seasons have they've had many, many different members.
They've had like 50 seasons.
Yeah.
Hey. Well, seasons change.
Thank you, Jared.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And Frankie himself is getting up there.
He 104. Is,
no, 75 now.
Not that bad.
So Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons at the Bass Hall tonight.
You know, Frankie,
I'm going to the
you
show.
You are not going.
You're not going.
Ever. Just to hear this
There's
song.
A better chance of me going.
I'll tell you a song that I like. Let's see if I can pull it up here.
Don't,
bring up my computer
don't,
here.
Don't.
No, this is a great Frankie Valli song.
Don't get a job, go back to class, you can pass. And to start the day off nice and fine, I'm going to play a new old favorite of mine.
The only good thing from this movie is this song.
I like this song.
Great song. Horrible movie. Great song.
This is not a horrible movie.
Oh, it's a classic.
It is a classic. It's so many great songs. Summer Lovin'.
Awful.
That's great. Hopelessly Devoted
Terrible.
To You.
Terrible.
This song Greased
rocks.
Lightning.
Terrible. This song's great, though.
He's a good Jersey Boys.
I'm out, then.
How about this song? This is another great Frankie Valli song. Hold on.
Or...
It's going on now.
I got chills. I hated this song.
Horrible song.
Great Frankie Valli song.
You're such a girl. And only this isn't a Frankie Valli song.
Well, I know, but it was in a movie with a Frankie Valli song.
Right, that's enough out of you.
Oh. Olivia Newton-John looks so hot at the end of this movie.
Does that mean the song's good? You're the only guy I've ever known that's liked this song.
Huh?
You're the only guy that I've ever known that's ever liked this song.
Look, I'm a heterosexual male. That means I like
Are
the movie
you?
Grease.
Sure. Are you
and I like Dancing Queen.
Got a lot of
and
opposition.
And I like Sean Cassidy and Rick Springfield.
A lot
okay?
of opposition.
You can't get more heterosexual male than that.
Let's check that.
All right, that's candidate number one. Candidate number two, biggest Oop. Show coming to town this week. Tonight at the American Airlines Center, Sean Corey Carter. You might know him as Jay-Z.
Jay-Z.
He's a master of the simile.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm out at Brooklyn. Now I'm down in Tribeca, right next to the Narrow. But I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra. And since I made it here, I
this
can make
song
it
with
anywhere.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, they yeah. me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem. All of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway.
Pulled so he's just reading the lyrics to be a placeholder until he can come back and dump in the vocals, right?
Yes. In the kitchen yes. like a Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street. Off-white Lexus. Driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy. Home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard and I brought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata. Still sipping my Todd. Sitting courtside. Knicks and Nets give me high five. I be spiked out. I can trip a referee. Tell by my attitude that I most definitely leave from.
Hey. There we get some singing.
Uh-huh. Oh yeah, there you go.
I have this to say about Jay-Z. Most of his songs I really like. I find really catchy. I think he does some great stuff, but in terms of his vocals, I think anybody can do that. Like when he came out on stage that one time at the Grammys with Paul McCartney, and Paul McCartney sang Long and Winding Road or something like that, and then Jay-Z, all Jay-Z did was every 5 seconds take the microphone and go, yeah,
it's so long, it's so winding, it's long, it's a long and winding road.
I could do that.
No, you can do that.
Now, I cannot write his music, and I'm not the stage performer that he is and all of that.
I don't think you could do this song.
You couldn't rap.
You would sound so ridiculous.
You underestimate rapping.
Summer Bash.
Rapping is an art, and
easy.
To do it like this, you could not do it.
It's, you know what? It might be an art, but it's an overrated art, like modern art, like when you throw a paintball at a canvas and call it art.
I'm overrated art. Yeah, I'm more impressed with singing, too, but there's a definite skill in art to rapping and doing it well.
He has had some shocking song titles. One of them with the N-word.
I'll read a few.
That's why I was taking so long for me to find another one I could play.
Yeah, let's read a few of the titles. You can read them. Song titles.
No, it's just, you're a sports reporter. Go right ahead.
Yeah, try it.
Report it.
No, yes. I will not. I refuse.
Oh, come on.
But boy, he's had a lot
of hits. Substitute the word extreme black person.
Okay. Jigga that extreme black person.
Whoa. Huh. My God. Fell for my trap.
They're all like that. I can't do anymore. Yeah,
okay. These are fine. It's okay.
This is art.
This is art.
All right, here's a totally different song. Jigga my extreme black person.
Wait, those are two different
songs? Two different songs. I can't. I refuse to continue.
I don't know any more of his songs, though. I wish you would broaden my horizons, Craig.
No, I can't.
Huh.
He gets major props for bagging Beyonce.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah, they're married. Mm-hmm. They're like the richest couple in show business.
Now, the rapper known as The Game has some interesting hot sports opinions on Jay-Z.
Aren't they warring or something like
that? Yeah, they're in a cold war right now.
Well, the Jay-Z, I think it's fascinating all these guys end up being great businessmen. I think like P. Diddy's a great businessman, and Jay-Z.
Not all, but some do, yeah.
Yeah, which is good. These guys are redeeming the rappers of years past, like MC Hammer, who blew through all his money. These guys invest in, I don't know, vitamin water and clothing lines and things like that and make tons of money, which that's cool.
And he's a part owner of the Nets.
Yep.
All right, so Jerry emails and says that Jay-Z doesn't write down his lyrics. He just goes in the booth and it comes off the top of his head.
Oh, that's bull.
Yeah.
Maybe that
was emailed in. It has to be true.
He says all of his songs.
Yeah. No way.
Some guys just got the flow.
All of his songs. Me no believe-y.
Is that one of his songs?
No, because it didn't have extreme black person in it.
Right.
I want Craig to do one of his songs at Summer Bash.
You know what?
With the Time Wasters.
Might.
I think that would be a great moment.
I would love
moment.
To hear that.
Enjoy singing the Alicia Keys part.
Hey, Junior played great guitar on Party in the USA.
Yeah,
you
just couldn't hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We forgot to plug it in. We had him down in the mix a little bit, but he was jamming.
All right, candidate number three, biggest show coming to town this week. Also tonight, what a big night this is, at the House of Blues in Dallas. Yes.
Yes.
Crank it up. I'm going to say the same observation I make every time about this song. What is it?
The snare drum. What a great snare drum sound.
Yeah. Isn't that? Crank it up. Crank it. Sounds kind of weak and thin there.
Yeah, it's kind of a thin recording.
It's a great song. Like a piccolo snare.
I'm going to go see a show at that House of Blues one of these days.
Oh, it's great.
It's a great place to see a show.
Man, if you're down on the floor, you can be so close.
Yep.
Move yourself today. Constantly
All right, they're getting a little on up there in years, but
they're sure to play this hit tonight at the House of Blues.
The snare is probably not as tight as it used to be.
Candidate number four, biggest show coming to town this week, Friday night at Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, the Ticket's own Josh Abbott.
Yeah, just in the studio a couple weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And, by the way, the Bird Dogs are going to open for him in April.
Oh, my gosh.
But this is a cool deal.
What are you doing?
This is a CD release party.
It doesn't say.
Bob's. He may have already released it. I think it may already be out. Yeah, support Josh Abbott. He's a good guy. Writes a good song.
Are you going to this?
I don't think so. I think I have a previous engagement. But I've seen Josh before. He puts on a really good live show. He's got a good fiddle player, too.
All right, that's Candidate 4. Candidate 5, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Palladium Ballroom, Killswitch Engage.
Hell yeah!
There we go.
What's wrong with that?
Oh, my God.
Well, you weren't too far off.
What's wrong with this?
Oh, I don't hear anything wrong with
it. I like these guys. Every time they come up,
dude,
I support
their guitar. Their guitar work is amazing. Adam Duskowitz, their lead guitarist, is tremendous. Now, there is a little controversy here because Howard Jones, the lead singer, is not on the tour.
Whoa. You can
not that Howard Jones. He's had to leave for personal issues.
Uh-oh, drugs.
Well, you know what? Everything I read about him is he's never been into drugs or alcohol.
He had a tune in Z-string right there.
Yeah, why did they edit that out? They should have edited that out. These guys are awesome, though.
This isn't the one I like. What's the song you always play by them that I like?
I don't know.
I'm telling you. Kill Everybody Dead to Death.
Kill Everybody Dead to Death. That's what it is.
End of the Heartache, I believe, is the one she likes.
I like that song.
Jared's working on that. That one's great.
God's greatest mistake was allowing the double bass drum to be invented.
Not at all. These guys, to me, are one of the best, probably the best new metal band of the aughts that we had. Love these guys.
This song kicks.
Oh, this is the Panama song. Turn it
Yes, it is. You're right.
Uh-oh.
Listen.
Oh, dear. Now we're buffering.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
we're
yeah.
Buffering.
Oh, yeah, buffering.
You're listening to buffering on the ticket.
He's buffering me. Been debating on it since the lead singer's not there.
Oh.
Mm. This is the soundtrack of hell.
This is not. This is greatness.
How does that double kick drum thing work?
Well, you either have two kick drums or a double kick pedal. Usually these guys all have two kick drums.
You need one foot on each.
Yeah. And he just machine guns back and
going
on his feet. Stupidest thing ever.
Hey, these
it's
guys
like, we
don't
used to do that as a joke, and then all of a sudden, next thing you knew, it became popular in music.
These guys don't do the constant machine gun double kick, though. He does it in moderation.
Yeah, there's some bands that just do it throughout
the whole song, and that's stupid. It's a metronome
it's like,
then.
Yeah. It's like you're getting it from a Tommy gun the whole time.
Good song. I'll support you on that one, Rich.
All right.
This is a good song.
Yes.
I don't mind the song, yeah.
This was my parents' first dance at their wedding.
That wouldn't be a
good one.
My uncle grabbed the mic and started singing.
And he had a few pops.
Yes. His bow tie was undone, hanging down.
All right, Kill Switch Engage, candidate number 5.
I don't know about
that.
This is the part where my grandmother got up and sang with him.
What? I don't even understand that. Candidate number 6, biggest show coming to town this week. Also Friday night at the Windstar in Thackerville.
I don't understand that. Just started listening.
The comedic stylings of Craig Ferguson.
Oh, that's Gordo's guy.
Gordy, thank you.
Here we go. You ready for high comedy here?
Okay, you're setting him up for failure,
no,
and you know
it's
it.
Be funny.
My. They make a lot of noise for naked hobos. Usually naked hobos are quieter than this.
So true, I've noticed that.
The song is not bad, just overplayed.
It's not a bad little melody. It's, you know, it's a
yes,
sweet
it
little
is.
Song.
One of my best friends growing up, his mom, huge Air Supply fan, she used to play this record all the
Hot.
Time. We were over there playing.
Hot.
She was so hot, and I had such a crush on her. And she would be wearing these tight jeans, dancing around to this
song. So this song's special to you.
Huxler.
Oh, my gosh, yes.
See, that's the only way you could like a song, if you have a sentimental attachment to it. Because aren't they the all-time wuss band?
Yes, no, absolutely. But she was dancing around in those jeans, and I was staring at her from across the counter. The lower half of my body tastefully obscured.
As you finish in a mop bucket. What?
Mop bucket.
Oh, my.
You said that on the air.
I did not.
He said it in the background.
I'd finished with my mop bucket. I'd mop the floor in the kitchen, helping my friend out. He had chores.
Oh, my.
Get over yourself.
Here are some of their other thrashings.
Gosh, that's horrible.
In addition to this song, they had Every Woman in the World, which is such a bad song. They had The One That You Love.
Here I am, the one that you love, asking for another day.
Wasn't Peter Cetera's Chicago basically a remake of Air Supply?
Pretty much.
Even the Nights Are Better.
That is god-awful.
Even the Nights Are Better.
Two less lonely people in the world.
How does that one go? Hold on, I want to look that one up.
It was just thrashing after thrashing after thrashing.
And they had the guy with the Caucasian fro, remember?
Yes.
Yep.
That dude had that huge freaking hair. And this is only two guys, right? It's not like a huge band.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Missed the bridge.
That's okay.
They resurfaced in 1995 with a number one hit, The Way I Feel. It reached number one in China only.
Let me in. I've been there.
Okay,
what's going on?
That's Making Love Out of Nothing at All.
You bet. Which I don't quite understand.
Why is he sped up?
Hey, by the way, the dude doesn't have the black fro anymore.
Sir?
Well, they're both blonde.
Graham Russell and Russell Hitchcock.
And one of them, I believe, plays a right-handed guitar flipped over left-handed and didn't restring it.
Really?
He plays upside-down strings.
See?
Which is so unstable.
All right,
how
we
do you
got
not like this, Craig?
Oh, I can't stand their music.
We got to vote.
Okay. And we have one late scratch.
Oh, no.
We've been informed that tonight's Frankie Valli and Four Seasons show has been canceled at the Bass Hall because Frankie Valli has throat problems.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
So
is he still alive?
He's still alive.
Okay.
We're down to six candidates. Biggest show coming to town. Is it candidate number one tonight at the American Airlines Center, Jay-Z? Candidate two tonight at the House of Blues, yes. Candidate three Friday at Billy Bob's, Josh Abbott. Candidate four Friday at the Palladium, Killswitch Engage. Candidate 5, Friday at the Windstar, Craig Ferguson, or Candidate 6, Saturday at the Windstar Air Supply, Josh.
Support Josh Abbott, but vote for Jay-Z.
Gordo.
It's hard to vote against Jay-Z, but it's clearly Craig Ferguson.
Oh, my God.
That is ridiculous.
He gets
take
his
away
vote
his voting.
No, that's permanently.
No, I am a citizen and I'm allowed to vote.
We're
that
not
is my vote.
It like this week.
You're disenfranchising me.
He has passed. Rich?
There is no question my heart's with Killswitch, but the biggest show is Jay-Z.
Chair.
C's, people can vote real.
That's right. Yeah. Jay-Z.
Foil.
Fernando.
Jay-Z.
I also vote Jay-Z, so 5-4-1.
What's next? Yeah. Gordo's Corner.
Yeah. Yo, for real. Yo, for real. For real. All right, Giorgio, you requested, you got a controversial audio next.
On Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, we've got breaking sports news first guaranteed.
An apologetic Tiger Woods here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I was unfaithful. I had affairs. I cheated. What I...